working really well. I want to thank the citizens of Frankfort because they're abiding by what we've asked them to do. As far as our departments, the department heads have done a great job with their employees. We're making sure that everyone's going to be safe and healthy, and we're doing things that I think is going to be great for the city.
So how different is this from what you had planned for this thing to be? I mean, how different is it not being around that many people?
Well, it's really different, and it's, you know, I like the day-to-day interaction with people, but I totally understand how we're not able to do that right now. I miss that interaction. I do want everybody to know that they can call into the offices because we do have staff available. So if they have any questions, concerns, we encourage them to go ahead and call the city offices.
Do you honestly, I know you've postponed city meetings through at least April 4th, and most everything is canceled, like for schools, until May 1st. Do you honestly think you're going to be having any meetings in April, or do you think it's going to continue much longer than what we originally have set up?
Well, we're currently working on a way to go ahead and have the meetings. They may not be available for the public to be there physically, but we're hoping to have something set up so that we can do a recording or that they can some way participate in these meetings. It's something that's still in the works.
Okay. So in other words, you're going to try it like a school board meeting we had last night. There was like seven of us in the room, I think, and then there was five or six people. The rest of the board was on a video conferencing, something like that.
Yes, that's what we're looking at doing at this time. We're still in the works of getting that all set up, but that's what our intention is.
All your city services have been, you know, postponed or put aside except for trash and collection. So, you know, that's still going to stay the same, correct?
That's correct. Yes, we feel like that's necessary at this time. That's, you know, not only for health issues, but people still are going to have those trash and pickups that they're going to need throughout this time. So we're, as far as I know right now, that's what we're going to continue.
Is there anything coming up that we should expect that we maybe don't have in place now that you're aware of that may be coming down the path here soon?
I don't know of anything right now. I think, you know, everything is changing so quickly that we're just taking it as it comes and working things out as we go.
What's been the hardest thing for it to adjust to?
Well, I think the hardest thing for me is, like I said earlier, was just the interaction with the public. I really miss that. I miss, you know, having the public come in or being able to have our meetings. I love interacting with the citizens of Frankfort, and that's been really difficult.
So everything right now just kind of is, we're kind of on hiatus, but we're not.
Right. Unfortunately, yes. But we're all going to get through this. We're all going to work together, and I believe in the people of Frankfort, and I know that we're going to work together, and we're all going to come out better people after this.
Judy, this is Kevin. Keith, how have you noticed anything numbers-wise as far as, I mean, we know we got some big projects out there, and the city's probably not bringing in as much money as it was. Have you seen anything fiscally as far as us moving around a little bit?
Okay, right now, I think, you know, we're going to have to take a hard look at some things that we have going on. Actually, I have a meeting today with the Finance Committee, and then we'll involve the council before any decisions are made. A lot of the money that we're talking about is through property taxes. With that delay, I could foresee maybe some cash flow, but right now we're just not even really sure what the impact is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I have asked my departments to suspend non-essential spending, and I know they'll do a great job at that. I have great department heads that are working really closely with me and doing what I ask.
But basically, are the three main projects, which are Prairie Creek Park, the Aquatic Center, I should say the two main ones more than anything else, are those in any danger of being, you know, pushed aside or anything like that due to fund situations?
I think right now we're just going to sit tight for a little while, make that determination as time goes on, just to see exactly where this all takes us on a financial side. Prairie Creek Park is funded already, so as long as the construction crews can keep working, we may have a delay, but I don't see anything as far as it's not going to happen.
But the Aquatic Center is the one that is not really funded as of yet.
Right, it is not. So okay. We have some things that we would have to take care of as a city council and Board of Works before that happens. So,
Mayor, what's the best thing to let people know? We've got a few calls at the radio station throughout the day. People maybe think they're exhibiting symptoms. We obviously don't want them running to the ER or one of our other health care services. What's the best thing to do if somebody starts, you know, they know their body, like Shan Sheridan was talking about yesterday? What's the best thing to do? Maybe call your doctor or call the hospital?
I would say probably call the hospital. You could call the Board of Health. I think the Board of Health just put out a number yesterday where you could call, and that's what I would suggest to them. Good. Probably before they even, you know, try to go into a facility, I would give them a call at least so that they can make that determination, give them a heads up.
Have you heard yet of any testing sites or places or times that's might be coming up here soon for the health department?
I have not. I have not been made aware of that. I know, I'm pretty sure they're working on that, but nobody has given me any dates, times, or the particulars on it.
But the good thing as of right now, unless this happened in the last few hours, we still do not have any cases or anybody that's exhibiting those symptoms as of right now.
That's true. I have not been made aware of any cases yet in Clinton County.
And I'm glad we're both on the same page, because I haven't either. So. So.
And we're very thankful for that.
Anything else that you want to add to let the people know what's going on, and our best thing that any advice you'd like to give out to the public for right now?
Just right now, I'm asking them to please stay home like they've been asked, unless it's essential travel. That's so important. I think these next 2 weeks are going to be very important that people stay in and only be out for essential travel. And I appreciate their cooperation with that.
Okay.
Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Judy.
Thank you.
Take
thank
care
you.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.